I'm joined on the line now by Jacob. Good morning to Jacob.
Good morning, Debbie. Good morning, everyone.
And I'm not going to introduce you. I'm not going to say your surname because I can't pronounce it. So would you like to pronounce your surname?
Sure. My name is Jacob Srebrzyński.
I knew I'd get it wrong. Anyway, you're very welcome and thank you for joining us this morning here on Air FM. You're talking to us there from the Salt Hill Hotel in Galway. Jacob, can you tell us a little bit what we're going to expect when people were being advised by the government to stay in Ireland, holiday in Ireland and stay in our own country, which I will be doing anyway because I'd be too nervous to get on a plane and go away. So can you tell us what we're going to expect now? Is there going to be a big difference when we go to a hotel?
Of course. Well, obviously, like, we're delighted to be open again after the three really tough months, I suppose, with the hotels being closed and I suppose majority of our staff been laid off. So, like, it's fantastic that we can open and we can welcome the guests again. In regards to the changes, I suppose the only change is that because of the limits, because of the restrictions and the limits in the numbers that we can accommodate, we do require pre-booking for all meals and also for the leisure facilities. So when you arrive to the hotel now, obviously, there's going to be a little bit of changes in regards to check-in. Like, so we do this contactless check-in option as well, so where you can prepay and you can check in online or over the phone prior to arrival. And then we'd also need your times for breakfast, dinner, and the pool. So previous to the COVID, I suppose, you know, those facilities would, like, obviously there would have been a time requirement for booking a dinner, but like breakfast and the leisure center would have been at leisure. That's the really the main change for our guests at the moment, is the pre-booking and maybe been a little bit more organized with times.
Yeah. Now, have you to reduce the amount of guests that you have in the hotel regarding booking rooms and that you have to, can you still facilitate the amount that you did before the COVID?
Yeah, we can, I suppose. Now, like, we the times have changed, obviously, and it's only the domestic business at the moment. So our occupancy wouldn't be as high as in the previous years. That's number one. And number two, like, we are very lucky in the Salt Hill Hotel here because of the common areas are really large. So we can actually accommodate a large amount of people in for breakfast or dinner with the space that we have. There's definitely less people in the hotel, but it's not. It would still be busy for the hotel. Like, hotel isn't empty. There's a nice buzz around. There's people around.
Yeah, because it's a worrying time. Like, I mean, the industry is completely dependent on tourism and you know, hospitality. So it was a worrying time for the few months that it's been closed. And I'm glad to see that you know, the hotels are opening again, and hopefully you'll get the business that you require. Have you reduced any of your room rates to encourage people to come to your hotel?
We have, and really, like, I suppose, like, if you look on the prices now and in the previous years, they're about, I would imagine, about 20% lower, and that's obviously because of the market. So, like, let's say if we're talking about Galway, like, all the hotels in Galway in the previous years during the summer or summer months would have had international guests would have had tour groups. So none of this business is happening anymore this year. So there's much more space, which actually requires hotels to be a little bit more competitive with the prices to attract the guests.
Exactly, and you want people to come all from all around Ireland to visit Galway. And have you had to retrain staff now with the measurements on sanitising and everything like that? That everything is in place now for people to attend and to visit
Absolutely.
Your hotel.
Yes, so I suppose, like, our staff would have been back around 2 weeks before the official opening, and they've been retrained. Like, obviously, the areas that, like, the facilities were reorganized in regards to set up to accommodate the guests with the new restrictions in place, and all the staff have been trained. And I suppose, like, there's a lot, like, in regards to, I suppose, staff on the floor, I suppose there was a lot of change for them, which required them to wear masks during the serving periods, and again, sanitizing, washing hands, it's something that we police very strict on the day.
And I suppose people listening in today who are thinking of booking to go to a hotel in Ireland are probably a bit concerned, like, if the person in the room that was in before me might have had COVID, how long has it to be empty before it's safe enough to be used again? And
what we have done, I suppose a lot of hotels in the country have done, we have invested in the kind of hospital type of a system. It's the fog cleaning system, which, you know, because of that, it doesn't require additional time because the rooms are cleaned the same way as the hospital general right. rooms would have been. So it's sanitized to the highest standards, and there's no possibility that the COVID would, if there is a virus in the room or someone leaving something, that's going to survive during that.
Brilliant. So tell us a little bit what the hotel, the Salt Hill Hotel in Galway, has to offer. What facilities are you offering?
Absolutely. So I suppose the biggest benefit of staying at Salt Hill Hotel is the lovely views of Connemara and Clare Hills from the hotel. Some of our bedrooms would have a privilege of the sea view in the bedroom, but obviously there's also a beautiful terrace, and the restaurant and the bar is overlooking the bay. Now the hotel is located 33 steps from the beach, so you can walk it in less than a minute. So that is a fantastic location, and I suppose especially for staycation holders, it gives us a little bit of the options. Nice walks on the prom, and then also on those days that might be slightly wet or the weather might not be as good, we do have a leisure centre with two swimming pools. So we have a 25 metres lane pool and 18 metres hydrotherapy pool with a temperature of 38 degrees at all times. So it's nice and relaxing. And also for the summer months now, we do run the kids club and a movie room for the children. So like for the families that are here, the parents can enjoy a bit of a free time during the dinner or a bar food, and then the kids are looked after and entertained with our staff.
Now the facilities, the swimming pool, is that all open now?
As I said, the only difference is we do require pre-booking in advance. Other than that, and there's obviously less people allowed to the pool at the same time. But other than that, that's all open.
Now, what about music? Would you usually have live music in your hotel?
We would, yeah. And obviously now we're not allowed to have mm-hmm. it until the 20th of July anyway. Well, we're hoping that this is going to change. Obviously, those musicians need to get back to the work as well.
Yeah.
So we're hoping that by the 20th of July we will be allowed to introduce that again. At the moment, it's only the background music that we're allowed in the hotel. So fingers crossed that, you know, we will be able to get back to the routine of having the live music in the bar every evening during the summer.
And what about events like weddings and that? Have many been cancelled, or can you see many bookings coming back?
There's a few that have been cancelled, I suppose, but majority of the weddings have been moved to new dates next year. So again, you know, we've been very accommodating with the wedding couples, and we have been offering them dates in 2020. Some of them went 2021 later in the year. Some of them went 2020 later in the year, 2021, or even some of them went 2022. But again, you know, that's obviously, like, if we look on the wedding couples, I think there's still a lot of question marks about the numbers and what's going to happen. So some people were just like, okay, we're going to wait a little bit longer, but we want to have the real wedding experience that we were hoping for.
So people who are listening today, Jacob, and they want to book a room in your hotel, as you said, you have to pre-book your breakfast, where before you just would gone down and probably like a buffet-style breakfast mm-hmm. and you pre-book your dinner. So obviously there's the social distancing where they're safe enough, you book your breakfast, you go down and you have that distance, so there's no need to worry. Everything is done to plan, and
everything is done to the plan. And I suppose because of the booking system, there's no queuing, as of maybe could have happened during the rush hours for breakfast in the past, because obviously people have their time slots and they just arrive for those times and they're accommodated straight away.
Great. And today you're going to give a giveaway, two nights.
Yeah, so we have a giveaway of a two nights bed and breakfast and one dinner in one of our sea view rooms, as I said, overlooking the Connemara and the Clare Hills. You know, that would be fantastic to welcome the listeners to the hotel over the coming months.
Great. So I hope you do well in the summer, and maybe you'll come back and talk to us in a couple of months and tell us how it's going, and hoping people will stay in Ireland and book the hotels and stay around our own country and keep safe. So thanks a million, Jacob, for talking to us this morning, and good luck through the summer months, and hope you the business picks up and it goes well for you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Debbie. Thanks for having me today.
Okay, thanks a million, Jacob. Thank you. Bye-bye. That was the manager there in the Salt Hill Hotel in Galway. And if you want to give me a chance to win them two nights, you can give us a text on 087 69 44 500. And as I said, do stay local. As I said, everything's in place. A little bit different than what we usually expect. You can do the contactless check-in, which is great because that's where a lot of people congregate at the reception to check in. So you can do contactless and you book your breakfast, you have the distance. So it seems to be safe and things seem to be hopefully going well, and hopefully that we get the business back up. As he says, we're relying on our people to visit hotels around the country because we're not getting the people from abroad and at the moment anyway.